Sefer Vayikra, Parshat Vayikra. The first perek, Pasuk Gimel. Im ole korbano min abakar zachar tamim yakrivenu apetach oel moed yakrivoto lirtzono lifnei Hashem. So the Beit Yitzchak asks a question. It says the Pasuk seems to be redundant. There's yakrivenu and yakriv. He said the Pasuk should really have said the following: Im ole korbano min abakar zachar tamim el petach omel yakriv oto l'tzono lifnei Hashem. And the word yakrivenu seems to be redundant. So if we look at Rashi, let's put that aside, and there's also siftei chachamim and no doubt other mefarshim. But the Beit Yitzchak brings from one of the Mori Haraot, Ben Zion Aryeh, that he says there is something more profound hidden here. And he mentions the Gemara in Erechin, Tav Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, and it's also in the Sifra, it's brought down in Rashi, Yakriv Oto, Milamit Shekofin Oto, you force him. Yochol Bal Kocho, I would think Yakriv, therefore you force him even against his will. Talmud Lomar Lirtzono, willingly. So how does Haketzad? Says Kofin Oto Achiyom Erotzani, a very famous concept used in Chazal. And in fact, the Rambam in Hilchot Gerushin explains in a very theological, philosophical manner, how could be a get be kosher if you're forced to give the get? And he says, Mishum di Yisrael rotze lasot ha-mitzvah. This Jewish man knows that he has to divorce his wife. That's what the Torah wants from him. The Yitzhu shetokfo is Yitzhara. It's Gaiva, Sina, Nekoma, whatever it might be. Ach kevan shehuka ad shechorshash Yitzhu. You whip him until his Yetzirah is defeated. And therefore, he says, Rotzani. And therefore, concludes the Rambam, he's divorcing free of will. So, this Merit Tzedek said, this Ben Zion Aryeh asks a very simple question. He's like, what's that pasuk that could fit in very much by get? By forcing someone to do a mitzvah. But here a person is bringing a korban ola lifnei melech malchei amlochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Is that dignified to go ahead and say, well, we're going to force him? The man's going to say, well, I'm doing it. I'm being forced, but I want to do it. I'm forced to say I want to do it, but I don't really mean it. Is that the respect that once has HaKadosh Baruch Hu? We talk about Korbanot. And therefore there's something deeper here, more profound. And his conclusion is, that's why the end of the Pasuk says, El Petach Oel Moed Yakrivo To Lirtzono Lifnei Hashem. That the Pasuk's coming to say, this Yid, when he's standing at the doorway of the Oel Moed, the place of the Shechina of the Melech Malchei Amlochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no question to be Lirtzono Lifnei Hashem. He's being forced to come to that spot, but once he's there, he really, really means it. Out of the awe of the Gilui Shechina. And therefore he concludes, therefore, Yitchadesh b'kirbo ruach chadasha of tahara and avar kodesh baruch hu, and belev shalem, with a full heart, b'ratzon amiti, really willingly, yakriv oto lifnei Hashem. So this thought of kofin oto, when you come to realize sometimes that it's oel petach oel moed, that you're standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what you're discussing and what you're deciding to do is of such awe, so important, no doubt you will do it willingly and you'll be after the fact for sure, you'll be happy about it. And I'd like to give a few examples of this concept of where you should feel petach ol moed. Number one, about children. A school. What should be our choices of a school? I'm not going to speak about what shouldn't be our choices, but what should be. A solid education. Positive friends. An ideal mechanech. Summer camps. The right chevra. And we all know a summer and camp can be creative, or God forbid, chas v'shalom, can be destructive. Yeshivas in Israel, Sems in Israel, what do we choose? That which is just as popular, or that which is petach oel moed? Let's talk those simple things. Take the 12-year-old son, bring him to Davin in a shul where the tefillah is meaningful. Not that the highlight of the Shabbos morning davening is the Kiddush Club. And what do you see on the bima? Is the rabbi who's schmoozing the entire davening with the rabbi sitting there schmoozing with the president sitting next to him. Is that an inspiration of feeling petach ol moed, or taken petach ol moed lirtzono? The 12-year-old daughter who sits in the Ezes Noshim, where the women are hawking about a shidduch, wearing the latest style, showing it off what find in the latest magazines, and discussing which hotel the family will go to for Pesach, convey the importance of petach ol moed. And then it will not be a kfiya, it will be ritzono. Let's turn on ourselves. Going to minyan, as parents, as adults. A father just mentioned to me this week how his 10-year-old daughter was looking out the window here in Eretz Yisrael, and she sees a man, 7 o'clock in the morning, on a Tuesday morning, walking the streets with his talis and tefillin. And she says, Abba, I thought people only go to shul on Shabbos. Being involved in the Daf Yomi, where study is only for school exams for children? Where do we go for a brief vacation? Is it Vegas or Arachim? Kofin oto atche yomer rotza ani. Force yourself. If it's petach ol moed, then deep in one's heart of hearts, he truly means it, and is proud of himself for going on this path, albeit he had to force himself. And may we all be zoch, as the pasuk ends, to force ourselves and achieve the path of Yakriv oto lirtzono lifnei Hashem. He'll be sacrificing willingly, knowing that he's doing it in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And with that, he will be zocha, and his family will be zocha, and the community will be zocha for happiness and joy in Kiyum Mitzvot HaKadosh Baruch Hu.